heard this brother share at the literature meeting, embracing the literature. They got them books, boy. And I was so impressed by his share, I wanted to hear him and come down and share for us. But he said he couldn't do it another time that he did. Then I just, you know, this year I said, you know what, I'm going to call him and see if he can make it. And this brother say, man, I'll try to make it. So we did some stuff, and we did some stuff. We negotiated some stuff, and we did some stuff. And finally, it came to pass that he did make it down. And I was able to pick him up at the airport last night, about 12. We did a fundraiser up in Free at Last in the Greater Bay Area Convention Narcotics Anonymous, hosted by the Tuesday Night Coming Home Group in the Peninsula. I thought I'd put that whole pitch in. So I go and pick him up at 12, and I'm driving around the airport. You know, you got to keep driving, mandate moving all around and around. So I do this, and then I see him in park, and he gets in the car, and he say he's hungry, and he needed to get a sandwich, but could I go and stop and get some something for his head? And I had to go to a Walgreens. So I called my navigator, my wife, who was at home, to get directions to get to a Walgreens, because she knows where everything is. And so we get to one that's open, and so he wanted to get a sandwich, and he wanted to get some medication for his head, you know, for his travels. And he'll talk about that. And the reason I'm sharing this is because he was hungry, so I was calling my wife, where could I go get some a sandwich, and where am I at? So I was going to go to a 7-Eleven after he came out. So when he came out, he had a bag of stuff, and, you know, and he said, that's all right, let's go on to the hotel. And I said, all right, well, you want me to stop and get you, stop at 7-Eleven? He said, no, I got everything I need. He said, I got some popcorn and some Alka-Seltzer. So he's going to be fixed for the night. So with that, I'm going to bring you Kurt R. from Dayton, Ohio.
Yep. My name is Kirk. I'm an addict. I don't know, I want to thank God, man. I want to thank the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. Look, I was just on the East Coast. I was at the Cape Atlantic Convention, right on the East Coast, the Jersey Coast, right there on the Atlantic Ocean. And then here I am now, almost on the Pacific Ocean. So it's been an interesting journey. Look, there's a time-honored tradition in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, the beginning of the basic text, there's a prayer. And I always like to do the prayer. I do a derivative of the prayer. It's called the service prayer. And in the literature, it goes, God, I'm a literature man. I make no bones about it. I hope you don't like it. Look, man. So the prayer goes, God, grant us knowledge. The literature say that we may write according to your divine precepts. I say, so that I may share according to your divine precepts. Instill in me a sense of your purpose. Grant me a bond of selflessness. Make me a servant of your will, that this may truly be your work. That no addict anywhere seeking recovery need die from the horrors of addiction. Right? And they call it the service prayer. They did that before they compilated the basic text. So they met all across the country. And before they put it together, each and every time they prayed, right? So in our literature, they talk about there's an energy, there's a force in our meetings. And I can feel that here. I can feel that energy, that force. Right? This power, man, that we talk about. My man, his message and my message are the antithesis of each other. They're the opposite. Look, in our traditions, we talk about we were thrust together. So we come from different walks of life, man. And that's the beauty of Narcotics Anonymous. And we don't care about, you know, your color, race, none of that. You know, what you want to do about your problem, how we can help. That's what I love about this program, man. I love the honesty that I got in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. So I want to thank the Peninsula area, the Men's Breakfast Committee, 5th Annual, for asking me to come out and share my experience, strength, and hope. You know, it's always an honor, man. It's an honor. That's why I love our literature, because look, for us sitting here, right? Look, they say the addict today is more fortunate for the first time in man's entire history. A simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. Do you know there was addicts who couldn't do this? Who died, man, trying to do this? Who couldn't make it here? Right? Jimmy Kay, who's the founder of Narcotics Anonymous, say, what we have here is a sacred keep. We have a sacred trust, man, to carry this message. Right? We talk about a disease. Look, the literature say it's a cunning enemy of life. It has the power to kill people. Works how and why say we got to get in touch with the deadly nature of the disease of addiction. I got a friend who talks about knowing your enemy. So that's why I get into the literature. That's why I study the literature. Right? I don't want to go on your information. Look, I've been fucked up over people for a long time listening to people, man. So I need to know. So I kind of run what people share through the literature in my mind. Where is that coming from? Right? So I need to know. So it's a point of reference for me, man. That's why I love this program. I don't know. I always share this. Look. When I first came into Narcotics Anonymous, actually my clean date is August 23rd, 1991. So when I first came in here, man, I try to hook up with it. I try to hook up and stay in, you know, how I arrived in Narcotics Anonymous. Right? When I came up in here, man, look, I live with my ex-wife and her boyfriend in a basement. Right? The literature say we form strange habits and mannerisms. That's some strange shit. But I got comfortable with that kind of shit, right? So she ended up kicking both our ass out. So I want to know, look, how I came in here, man. Look, I always said, something wrong with me, man. If you sitting in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, something bad happened to your ass. Right? So I know something wrong with me, man. I don't want to think I'm cured, none of that shit, right? I tried to graduate from a two-year college from 1976 to 1991. Something wrong with your ass. You can't get out of two-year college in 15 years. Something going on, man. But I couldn't figure it out, Mike. Right? I don't have no ghetto story, man. I don't know nothing about that. My father was an engineer, a civil engineer, in 1954. A black man in 54. My mother worked in the school system the whole nine yards. Everybody in my family got a degree, except for my ass. Right? Something fucking wrong with me, man. I left my little literature and say, after coming to Narcotics Anonymous, Anthony, we realized we were sick people. After, man, I realized I was something wrong, man. So when I admitted that, see, that's the purpose of getting honest on a deeper level when I was able to admit that. Man, that's why, I don't bash the people with time. I thank God for y'all. I thank God for, the experienced member, the predecessors. The boys that was in the trenches, man. Like, y'all prayed for me, man, when I was smoking crack. Right? That the literature talks about, look, it talks about the potential addict. We prayed for the potential addict. Y'all was praying for me, man. I thank God for y'all. But I come from, look, man, I come from this is the area I come from. I'm not saying it's the area you come from. Look, I come from the shut the fuck up era of Narcotics Anonymous. I know, this is a kinder, friendlier Narcotics Anonymous that we in today, right? They wasn't playing with us, man. They was not, I thank God, man, they saved my life. Look, shut the fuck, sit down. Sit your ass, man, they wouldn't look up, man. I was like, who the fuck you talking to, man? Right? That dude wasn't scared neither, man.
see it. I'm like, okay.
All right. But it, look, it got me down to my right size, man. It got me to my right size. That's the beauty of the program. That's what it'll do, man, if you just give yourself a break. Listen, it say you ain't got to understand this program for this program to work. All you got to do is follow directions. Shut up and quit asking questions. That's how the fuck you got here. You don't know nothing. Shut up. We don't need you sharing with 90 days unless you throwing a damn topic. Y'all be quiet. Give yourself a break. I'm like, damn. It was rough, man. But it saved my life. Look, and just for today in our meditation book, it talks about, look, it talks about the magnitude of the miracle. It talks about getting in touch with the magnitude of the miracle. It says, I would do God a disservice if I didn't share with you, right, the magnitude of the miracle. I would do him an equal disservice if I took credit for it. Talk about the magnitude of the miracle, man. What happened? I told you about the 2-year college, right? Tell you what God would do, man. I ended up teaching economics at that 2-year college. Man, look, it can't adequately be explained. On the Richter scale, what the hell is that? Is that about a 200 magnitude on the Richter scale? Come on, man. You couldn't do it in 15 years. You end up teaching economics down there. Couldn't get a degree. End up as a result of Narcotics Anonymous, right? I'm talking about the program. Y'all, right? Get an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, an MBA, a master's in business administration with a focus in business economics. Graduated summa cum laude. Right? We say laudy-dotty, we like to potty. A geeker, man. I was a geeker. I had a straight shooter that big. I kept it in my shoe. Right? I didn't want you to know I had it.
Come on, man.
Talking about what the program would do. The second step talks about a fundamental transformation. Gotta change your heart. Look, shut up, man. That's what they, come on, man, shut up. If you shut the fuck up, we'll help you. Look, that's why in Recovery and Relapse it talks about we don't think our way into better living. We live our way into better thinking. Shut up, do 90 and 90, right? Make the coffee, get a sponsor, read the literature, get involved in service. And shut up! Man! I'm like, damn! I'm like, God, come on, man! Hell, look, and I said that, man, look, my first 4 jobs in Narcotics Anonymous, I got fired from. My first 4. Right? Because I always had something to say. They be talking to you, I get fired. They like, we ain't even talking to you. Get your ass out of here, man. Huh? Right? I used to blame it on a white man. That was my favorite excuse. 400 years of servitude, all that old bullshit. Right? I worked for a black company. The owners was black, the workers was black, the equipment was black, the fucking roaches was black, they still fired my ass. And I ain't never been the white man. It ain't never been nobody else but you, man. Can you take responsibility for your actions, for your life? For the first time, can you take it, man? Come on, man. Stop bullshitting and playing. That's why I love this program, man. That's why I love y'all. God, I was like, God, it can't be that simple. Right? The basic texts say the things that eluded us our entire life. It eluded me. There was always this diversion between my walk and my talk. My walk be way over here, my talk be way over there. Everybody would see it but me. I would miss it. It eluded me. It eluded me my entire life. Talking about my entire life. You know what I mean? I had victory. Don't get it. Don't get it twisted. The disease of addiction is insidious. It'll let you have some victories. Right? To make you think you got control. Right? But in the end, man, my thing was I could top, but I could never hold. I could get a job, couldn't keep a job. I could get a girl, couldn't keep a girl. I could get money, couldn't keep money. Right? I'm talking about the illusion, man. The fantasy. Until, look, y'all told me, look, just the simple things by just going to 90 and 90. How can 90 and 90 help me get this power? Get into it. I mean, you know, I look, this is the thing I hate. And everybody got their own pet peeves. I hate the people who come up here and talk about me and God. You know, me and God. We tight, me and God. You just come from the crack house, man. What the fuck you and God tight? Come on, man. You can't bullshit a bullshitter, man. You and God all that tight. You've been an active addiction for 30 years, and you and God, because you said a simple name. You said one name. Look, the literature said we were looking for a magic cure that would solve our ultimate problems. Like, I just say something, and that was it. Right? That's why I love our literature, man. It says, look, the only requirement, newcomer, the only requirement is that he be loving and caring and the power greater than yourself. You have the absolute right to a God of your own understanding. IP, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. Say, you're going to hear the word God mentioned in our meeting. What we are referring to is the power that made possible what seemed impossible. Second step.
Come on. Bring it up. Come on.
Second step. Right? Look, it says, we are not concerned here. Newcomer. Don't listen to some of these. Said, we're not concerned here with theological elegance, and doctrinal adherence. All that fluffy shit. All we want is a power that works. Look, whatever brought you to the meetings, whatever brought you to the rooms that keeps you clean, you ain't got to go up on the mountain to get this power. This is not a religious program. Right? Our literature say dogma lacks the power that comes to us when we choose to live a spiritual life. Dogma, in other words, me telling you what to do, me judging and theorizing with you about what you should do, lack that power. They told me, my mother and them told me years ago, don't go messing with them, they smoke them reefers, boy. I couldn't wait to go mess with them, man. Right? That's dogma. It lacked the power. But we say in the Dayton area, man, a good ass whooping to go a long way. When this thing gets you right, won't be a whole lot of questions. Why do I need to get a sponsor? You won't be saying that bullshit that we hear now. I have a problem calling people. Yeah. When this thing gets you right, man, right? Those kind of questions will fade the fuck away. Oh, they will, man. I'm telling you, they will. I've seen it. We've seen people come in here and ask those questions. Come back, but 2 or 3 years later, you ain't got to tell them shit. They got the program down, man. You ain't got to tell them nothing, man. That's why I'm talking about dogma lacks the power. So I chose to live a spiritual life. So look, how did I get to this power on a practical level? Our literature to say, if it ain't practical, it ain't spiritual. So it was 90 and 90, doing 90 and 90, right? Hooking up with y'all, listening to y'all, making coffee, man, cleaning up after the meetings, man, being involved in service. I've been involved in service since day one. The people I sponsor, man. Look, I lead them to service. I don't know what's happening, man. Giving sponsees a damn choice. Fuck up. They was like, man, show up at 7:00, make the coffee. I no fucking choice. There was no democracy. Show up. Make the damn coffee. If you don't show up, you don't make the damn coffee, then get another sponsor. Right. Look, why come into a 12-step program? Recovery and Relapse says our goal is recovery as experienced through the 12 steps. Look, the self-working guy said we've been given a second life. Why come into a 12-step program after fucking up the first life and not work the 12 steps? Why play with people's lives? Why not tell them the truth from the very beginning? Look, let them make their own choices, but tell them the truth. There's enough people who respond to people who's bullshitting. I don't have a whole lot of time to be playing, man. Look, I don't fuck around with people who fuck around. This ain't no joke, man. I have fun. We'll have fun. We'll laugh. We'll do all this. This is nice. But look, this thing is killing people, man. You know it. Y'all done seen it in your own area. Thing ain't fucking around with us, man. So why would we play with people's lives? Sponsor people and not take them through the steps. Tell them it's okay. You in a process. Man, I'm talking about Narcotics Anonymous. I'm talking about how this program will change your life if you work the steps. Look, the fundamental transformation, how it transformed. Look, the steps changed my heart. Step working guys say, we want the steps to become a fundamental part of who we are. It's in my DNA. My dedication to Narcotics Anonymous. It's inside me, man. I don't have to think about what's right and what's wrong. It's fundamental to who I am now. Look, God, look, in Recovery and Relapse, it says that, look, it will change your inner motivation. What once motivated me don't motivate me no more. It changed who I was. The fifth step talks about a surgery of the spirit. It's the spiritual principles that shape my personality. Me applying principles in my life. The whole point of working steps is the ability to apply principles. To know what the exact nature is. The fourth step says you don't even know who you are until you work a fourth step. So I'm fucking, I'm around here lost. I don't know who I am. I've never known who I was. Try to be everything, but except for who I was, man, right? My father was a square. My mother was a square. We lived in a square house. Your ass is a square. Right? Look, man, ain't no pimping and playing in my game. Right? Ain't none of that. Look at me, man. If I had hoes, I wouldn't even know what to say to them. You know what I'm saying? Be like, you got my money. They'd be like, get your trick ass out of here, man. Hey, be who you are for the first time is what I'm saying, man. I never had the wherewithal. I never had the intestinal fortitude to be who I was. He's a square. Accept it, man. Know what I mean? Look, I always say this. I can tell you if two parallel lines are crossed by a transversal, alternate interior angles are equal, and corresponding angles on the same side of the transversal are equal. I can tell you about assets, liability, income, capital, and expenses. Assets and expenses have a natural debit balance. Liability, income, and capital have a natural credit balance. Right? I couldn't get my mind around, motherfucker, one is too many, and 1,000 is never enough. That's why they said, genius, sit your ass up front. Shut the fuck up. If we want to know how to get 5 more chairs in this room, then you tell us how to do that. Otherwise, show up at 7 o'clock and make the call. Like, all right, man, all right. I get your point. But I'm telling you what God will do, man. God will change your life. Going from homelessness, man, to owning homes, to owning stocks and bonds. The best job I ever had in my life. I done surpassed everybody in my family in terms of education, even my father. Coming as a result of Narcotics Anonymous, man, this program. Look, I was a sergeant in the United States Army. And I went before the warrant officer board. This was when I was using. It was a program. I was like 27 years old. It was a program for young, aggressive NCOs, right? I was damn sure young and aggressive. Right? And so they had this manual that you had to study. Right? It was thicker than this. So I took the damn manual. They gave us a couple of weeks before the board. I took the manual and rewrote it. Wrote word for word. So when they was asking questions, I was telling them what page this shit was on, right? And I passed the board. But they instituted right? At that time, it was probably, what, 83 or 84. They instituted at that time, or they were beginning to institute a mandatory urinalysis. My disease say, you need to get the fuck out. Because you getting ready to get caught. So what did I do? I got out. Ended up smoking crack. Right? But I tell you how this thing go full circle. Now I work for the Air Force. Right? And I got my warrant. I'm able to, you know, obligate the United States government. The same thing I gave up, God gave it back to me. Right? Not being able to get that college teaching economics. Right? Got all my degrees free. I'm talking about what God, how he changed my life. Just by meeting y'all. I'm not saying this for, everybody ain't got to go to college. This ain't no go to a college message. Look at the similarities and not the differences. What in your life do you want to do? What in your life, you got to be able to share, man. Right? Be able to share. Share about the fucked up things in your life. Share about the abortions. My disease say you a murderer. Share that. Look, God has been good to me. I've been able to share all across this country, man. Even as I did the bank run in South Africa. I couldn't get off the block, man. Tell you what God will do. I didn't ask for that. Look, I fit the literature. Look, the basic text say we came in here seeking the absence of pain. All I wanted was the fire out. Narcotics Anonymous, only you can prevent forest fires. Right? I wanted the fire out, man. I wanted y'all to help me. Y'all changed my life. It's the beauty of this program, man, the simplicity of it. How to change your life. If you look, if you just give yourself a break. Newcomer, give yourself a break. That's why I love the second step. Talked about just opening your mind to the possibility that there may be another way. In other words, maybe I just fucked up the first time. Or the second or the third time. Just maybe. Just to the possibility. That's all I got to do is open my mind to the possibility that there might be another way to live. And if I do that, I can get this way of living. Say, look, literature say when an addict puts down the drugs, works the program, they say wonderful things happen. Wonderful things happen. Lost dreams awaken. New possibilities arise. Just putting down the drugs. Working the program. Wonderful things happen, man. We can be integrated back into society. You can do the things that you always wanted to do. Given the ability to do it, man. If I work for it. Talks about we always wanted the fruits without the labor. Can you work for it? Y'all showed me how to work for it. Y'all showed me how to be honest, man. Be honest about the things in your life. Share. It says we share for this reason so that the fear slips away. Share, man, what's going on with you. Be able to share about jacking off. Right? I always share that, man. Look, I did it so much, one of my friends caught me. Right? He didn't say nothing. And then when I go around my other friends, they say, here come this mother. Right? Look, I did it so much, I should have, what do they call that shit? Carpal tunnel syndrome. Repetitive motion. Man, share. Share about the abortions, man. Look, you can tell I got a messed up eye. Thank you. Everybody got something going on with them. If you're sitting in here, thank you, sir. If you sitting in here, something's fucked up with you. We might not be able to see it. You can just see mine. But I've done enough four steps with y'all that I know some things is going on with you, man. And you got to be able to share about it. You got to be able to talk about it. What kept you back? What hell? Look, the four step talks about we lived a sort of half-life. Going through the motions, but never being fully alive. Said we accepted life by default. So what made me live a half-life? What was I accepting? Or, you know what I mean? Why did I accept life by default? In other words, whatever you gave me was okay. I'll work with it, whatever it is. And not the ability, man, to work on the things that I needed to work on. But having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, man. Look, literally to say we came here powerless. Cut them. And the power we saw came from others in Narcotics Anonymous. Y'all gave me the power. It was through y'all. It was through God. Got the 5 minute sign. So I'm going to wind it down. But again, man, I just want to thank this area. Look, I like this men's breakfast thing. I did the one in L.A., I guess, about 8 or 9 years ago. And I don't know. I was so nervous then, right, I couldn't even enjoy the moment. But now, you know, I mean, now after a while, man, you kind of feel, you begin to feel comfortable with who you are, comfortable in yourself, even with your limitations. You know what I mean? Kirk, you can't do nothing about your eye. Take your dead ass eye to a meeting and share, motherfucker. Just share. My fucked up eye fucker with me, I don't know what the fuck to do. Just share. Look, man, y'all don't help me so much, man. Right? Don't let nothing, the whole point is don't let nothing limit you, man. If you can share it, get over it. Get past it. Every day ain't no great day. Look, even with a master's degree, my mind say, you ain't good enough. Right? But we go through it. We go through the feelings and emotions. Y'all told me this is a feelings disease. Right? We talk about feelings and emotions on a deeper level. But it talks about I'm doing better than I feel. I can't base everything on a feeling. Can I base it on the evidence? Kirk, you're doing okay. You got a promotion in a recession. God is good. If I just act like I got some sense. Right? Know my proper... Look, I got to know my place, man. Get out of your lane and stay in my lane. If you doing something, right, that I say, damn, that's all right. Can I come ask you? How'd you do that? Instead of, look, man, instead of hating on everybody, man, ask them, how'd you do it? All right? That's how you got to do. Look, people are willing to help you. Even if it's out of ego, they'll help you. See, a lot of times we just want to talk. Look, you ask me, I'll tell you. Don't even have to like you, I tell you. You know what I mean? But today, man, I'm motivated by something different. God has changed my heart. Changed my life, man. So look, I love this program, man. And again, thank you. I pass.